Good morning. Welcome to another edition of Desert Digest. This is Amy Cross with El Dorado Broadcasters. And in the studio with me this weekend is Right Turn for Yuma Veterans. And we have Judy Smith. How are you, Judy?
I'm very, very, very well, Amy. Good morning.
Good morning. And also Richie Rubo.
Ruby.
Ruby. Okay. You know what? I was thinking Rubio's because I'm actually kind of hungry, but we don't even have a Rubio's here. So we're not even going to talk about that. Richie, you've been with Right Turn Yuma Vets for just over a year, I understand.
Actually, almost a year.
Almost a year.
In October will be a year.
Okay. And what is it that you do for Right Turn Yuma Veterans?
Right now I'm living there and I also assist with, you know, any of the daily things that they got going on over there. But mostly, you know, they saved my life. You know, they assisted me with a place to live. And also I was able to save some money. And that's where I'm at now. I'm actually, you know, trying to put my life back together.
And you are a veteran.
I am a veteran, yes.
What branch were you in?
I am a former Marine. Yes.
A former Marine. Yes, so you've done your tours.
I did, yes.
And you came back and you were having a hard time readjusting to civilian life?
Yes, actually. It was pretty difficult, you know, and, you know, a lot of hiccups along the way. I actually was homeless for some time.
Wow. That's so sad. But I'm so glad that you found Right Turn for Yuma Veterans. Now, did somebody find you and say, hey, you need to see Right Turn Yuma Veterans, or did you actually hear about it by word of mouth?
You know, it's crazy. You know, as I'm doing things and trying to do better, you know, with my life, it seems like more and more doors are opening up. And I'm going to school full time. I happen to be in school, and one of the counselors just told me, hey, you know, if you need a place, I know somebody, and she directed me to Judy Smith, and that, you know, there you go.
And that's the power of positivity.
Right.
The more thankful you are and the more positive outlook that you have, more doors open up.
Yes.
Instead of taking a step backwards and saying, well, why did that happen to me? Well, there's a reason for it. So,
exactly.
You know, you just move forward. Okay, that happened, but this is going to be better because of it.
I think, you know, one of the biggest things is accepting all those things, you know, just being honest with the situation and saying, you know what, this is what I've done. You know, I might have messed up. I hit a pothole in the road, but this is what I'm going to do to better myself.
That's a good way of looking at it, a pothole instead of a speed bump. You know, that's a better way of looking at it because those potholes can be really dangerous.
Right.
They really can be. Well, look, you know what? You look great.
Thank you very much.
You look like you're feeling good.
I do feel great.
You know, and Right Turn Yuma Veterans, I mean, what a great organization. And they have only been an organization for 2 years.
That's correct, Amy. Right Turn for Yuma Vets is a program under Child and Family Services. And we opened up 2 years ago in July. And we have seen 22 veterans go through our home and moved on to either their own apartment or to another living situation that it was much better than they were in. So we think that we are really helping our veterans out, and we are happy to say that our veterans are helping us as a program as well. Richie serves as a great influence on the new guys, helps them get adjusted, settles them in, shows them the ropes, they help each other with transportation. So it's really about giving the veterans an opportunity to accept help and give help at the same time.
Right. Now, I remember the last time that we did speak, you were in the process of getting another facility going. With more beds.
We want to look at opening up a women's veterans home, but we haven't moved forward on that yet. We're still working on getting this one nice and secure and stable, and then we'll move on to the women's, but we haven't been able to do that one.
Okay. Well, we know that there's a fundraiser coming up.
Yes.
And what can you tell us about this fun fundraiser? Because this is something that everybody's going to want to be involved with.
Well, we really, really are looking for a lot of teams to come out and bowl on August 20th for a team no-tap tournament. This is our fourth year with this fundraiser, and so it's growing every year. We're having two sessions, one at noon and one at 3.
Oh, you get to bowl twice.
You can bowl twice. You get to pay twice, but you get to bowl twice. And a lot of the guys really like that. It's an afternoon of bowling. It's in August. It's hot, so come in. Enjoy the coolness. We'll have lots of raffle prizes up there that we're going to be drawing from. And it's just going to be a really good time. And the community support for this program is just really, really important, because it's we don't do any federal funding. We just are community-based.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really depend on fundraising and donations. I personally would be happy to come out and talk to anyone about our program that has an organization or a business that's interested to know more. You can call me at 783-2427, and I will come anytime that they would like to have a nice little conversation about how wonderful our program is, and give tours as well.
Okay, now you're also looking not only for teams and participants for this bowling tournament, but you would also like to have lane sponsors.
Oh, yes. We do lane sponsors at $100 per lane. So your name is listed as a sponsor for the tournament. And then in addition to that, if you have raffle prizes, we would love to have more raffle prizes. The more the merrier, because the bowlers love to buy tickets and they love to win.
Especially if you are a small Yuma business. And why not, you know, donate some of your things that you could get raffled off? That way you get a chance to be known in the community too.
Exactly. All of these funds go only to our veterans program for our transitional housing. And these funds take care of covering the food and the room and board for the guys, because when they come in, they often have no income at all until they get a job. And so we make sure that they have everything that they need to start getting help and get back on their feet.
Okay, if there may be a veteran that's kind of lost his way or her way, how do they get in touch with you if they happen to be out there and they're not knowing what to do?
We can get referrals from any of the military and the veterans associations here in town, the Legion. If you're near one of those, you can go in there and they can make contact for you with us. You can call me at 783-2427. I'm happy to come pick you up and bring you down and do an interview and see what we can do to help you. And if you're near the facility, which is at 257 South 3rd Avenue, you can just come up to the door and knock on it, and we'll take you in and see what we can do. If we can't provide the resources that you require, then we will help you find a referral where you can get help.
And you will also try to help whomever that's coming in, maybe get a job, maybe
exactly
where to look, and give them the steps and the tools that they need.
Our job really is to help our veterans first get their health back if they've been on the homeless very long. And then we help them work on building up resumes and looking for jobs that they may want to have. Maybe look for their benefits they need if they can't work,
mm-hmm.
Or else help them and assist them with continuing their education if that's what they choose to do as well. So we want to identify what goals they have, and we want to work on those to the best of our ability to help them reach them.
Now, your facility on 3rd Avenue, well, the only facility, mm-hmm, I should say, I know that when we spoke previously, and we're going on about a year, you didn't have a whole lot of beds available at that time, mm-hmm, because you were serving a lot of the veterans.
Exactly.
Do you have enough now to where somebody could come up and knock on the door and say, I need help?
We have two openings right now. So, yeah, that would be no problem at all. So and it's kind of funny because for some reason, we about 5 of them moved out the end of May.
Mm-hmm.
And June was kind of a slow month for us. And we're doing a little bit of construction right now. And now it's starting to pick up and we're starting to see referrals again. So please call us if you have someone that you think would work in our program, and we'd be happy to visit with them.
And what does your facility hold? How many veterans?
6.
It holds 6.
Yes.
Okay, so you can have 6, and then as these people that came in at the end of May and they're progressing into their civilian lives, then you can take more.
Right.
And
exactly,
like I said, you were probably still looking for another facility, and maybe that's going to come.
Hopefully.
You know, it will. It will come, because we all have to think positive.
That's right.
Especially about the veterans. Now, Richie, you're just sitting over here with a big grin on your face, and I know you want to say something. What is it that you want to say?
Well, you know, it's incredible. You know, I can't thank Right Turn for Yuma Vets enough for what they've done for me. So I really encourage anybody that needs help to just come by and see what we can offer them.
Yeah, you know, and I'm really looking forward to this bowling tournament. And I want to see, you know, I have it on the community calendars here at the radio station. So if anybody wants to go ahead and download a form, you can download it right off our community calendar pages on any of the websites. You know what? It's just $25 per bowler. If you don't have a team to put together, they'll find a place to put you. You know what? And you can bowl both games. I mean, what a great way to spend an afternoon.
Exactly.
Okay. Is there going to be prizes at the end, or is it just pretty much for fun and you buy the raffle tickets?
No, the top three teams will win actually a dollar prize. And the thing that's important about this is, remember, it's a no-tap tournament.
I'm not sure what the no-tap means, so maybe you need to explain that, because I'm used to the handicap thing.
No-tap means almost anybody can win, because the handicap is still involved with this. When you hit nine pins, it counts as a strike.
Oh.
So really, it's anybody's game at that point, because a lot of us don't get the strike and we only get nine. But now you'll get credit for it.
But a gutter ball won't count.
A gutter ball is still going to be a gutter ball.
How much fun. Okay. You know what? I want to throw that number out there one more time. And this is for Judy or Myrna. It's 783-2427. Right Turn Yuma Veterans Team No Tap Tournament. If you get nine pins down, they're going to count it as a strike. And what a great way to spend a weekend at Inca Lanes. And also, if there's any big businesses out there and they want to be a lane sponsor,
call me.
Yep. Throw your banner up there.
Absolutely.
Get your name out there, especially if there's going to be somebody that's new to the community that doesn't know about the businesses around.
That's right.
Like our new general manager here at El Dorado Broadcasters.
That would be nice.
You know, so that would be nice. I really do appreciate you two being in the studio. Richie Ruby.
Yes.
From Right Turn Yuma Veterans.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Judy Smith, putting on that team no-tap tournament for Right Turn Yuma Vets. Richie, you look great.
Thank you very much.
Good luck with your education.
Appreciate it.
Judy, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Amy, you're always wonderful. Thank you so much.